Brothers and sisters, we have the privilege today of hearing it's all inspired because it's from the Holy Spirit, the most beautiful and well-known verses and passages of Scripture in the Bible, the 13th chapter of the first epistle of Blessed Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians, known as the love chapter or the hymn to love. We see this as Paul is putting all of the works of this life, all of the things that we might do under the authority and crown of love. And so everything he says, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. So Paul's saying that without love, which is the inner workings of faith, and as St. Augustine says, without love, even the removing of mountains is worth nothing. The things that we do in this life have to be in submission to love, to God's love. And it's hard for us in the English language to picture what kind of love this is, because in English we only have one word for it. But the Greek gives us a little bit more definition and allows us to understand what kind of love St. Paul is talking about. So we have philos or philo, which is a brotherly love, of the love that one would have for your neighbor, for yourself, for your kith and kindred, those who we find ourselves rubbing elbows with every day. That's why it's called Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. We also have a second love, a definition of love in Greek. It's eros. It's the erotic love between a man and a woman. And then we have a third love called agape. And this is the love that Paul is talking about here. Agape is the love that God shows his creation and us as humans. And it is the love that we get to participate in through the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Through our baptism, God gives us the ability to be a part of this love and outpour it into other people. And so when Paul is talking about this agape love here in 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, it's talking about submitting ourselves to the all-encompassing, totally radical love of God, of Jesus, that God would come down as man and be born of a virgin and would live a life to sanctify and redeem all of everything about the existence of humanity, and then die for us on the cross and be raised 3 days later to defeat death and bring about total redemption of humanity. So we see, if we aren't submitting ourselves to this beautiful love, and we do all of these things, we might say we do them in Jesus' name, but Jesus isn't there if we don't have agape. There, St. Augustine calls this the inner working, that the love is the inner workings of faith. And so without love, faith is dead. Now, we might say, we might see this as the pretty horrid sound of a middle school trombone player. Paul talks about how if I do not have charity, I'm becoming a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, someone who is learning the ropes of musical instruments. It's not a pleasant sound. And that Paul is likening that to us. It's just noise. And he describes beautifully what it looks like in our lives when everything is submits itself to this agape love. For love suffereth long. He is not quick to offense and is kind. He envieth not. He is not prideful, is not puffed up, and does not behave itself unseemingly. So there is a constant reflection in our lives. Are we submitting ourselves to God, and are we submitting ourselves to the good things of His kingdom? Because if we find ourselves in a place where we are not crowning love as the shining virtue of our lives, then we have the potential of being in trouble. There is a movement in progressive theology of crowning hope as the crowning virtue rather than love. And it talks about how in this philosophy of putting hope as the crowning virtue instead of love, we see a pushing aside of the fundamentals of our faith. We see the hubris of man being able to think that it can do what God can only do, which is brought about our salvation, and to bring about progress and a perfect society without Christ. And so those in this camp would say to hope, or to live is to hope. And so it's the foundational piece of humanity, these people would say. To be human is just to hope. Now, when we divorce the nature of hope from the foundational sacrifice of Jesus on the cross and His glorious resurrection, this becomes, in a lot of ways, confused. Becomes vague, where we're hoping in something, but we don't know what. Maybe the ability of man in humanism, the ability of the state the rise of statism, and the advent of totalitarian regimes within the past. Within the 20th century, we see when we divorce hope from these other two, and when we crown them as, when the other two, faith and love, when we crown hope as the virtue, the crowning virtue rather than love, we see a smorgasbord of dysfunction and horrific things, and ultimately a dead faith. And no love at all, working within, because that's what love really is, the clue that holds together the faith and hope that we have. Because we can say that out of these, well, Paul says, out of these three virtues, the greatest of these is love. And the reason is that is because at the general resurrection, at the second coming of Jesus, faith is fulfilled. Faith and hope are fulfilled in the fact that we no longer have to have faith that Jesus will someday come, because Jesus has already come. We are in communion, perfect communion with Him. And that goes the same with hope. It has been fulfilled in the fact that there is a longing for us to be in perfect communion with God. When at the general resurrection and at His second coming, that longing has been fulfilled because we are in perfect relationship with God. And so what remains is the never-ending love of God. And that is why charity or love is the greatest of these three. And that's why it is so important for us to not crown hope or even faith above love, because within the inner workings of faith we find love. It's like an engine on a train track with that's totally functional but is not moving. It's just sitting there, and the love is the power that moves the engine and brings us into a place where things are. The Holy Spirit is moving in our lives and in our being, and molds and shapes us. And so, brothers and sisters, let us not crown anything but love in our lives. Let it be the crowning jewel, because agape love is something is so other, it's so holy, that without it, we fall flat on our faces when we try to love like Jesus or bring about the good things of his kingdom without this love. So let us love, for the greatest of these is love. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.